There are only two alternatives open to you and me concerning that testimony. First, we can accept it as truth and hold the Bible as an authoritative revelation of God. Second, we can deny the teaching about the virgin conception and birth and deny the validity of the Bible as an authority in the field of religion. Now, which course seems best to you? In this series of messages, I have been insisting on the truth of the virgin conception and birth of Jesus Christ. Now, some may wonder, why the emphasis? Is it very important after all? Is there any real need for an insistence on the doctrine? Well, I answer with a positive yes. The doctrine is important. This study will deal with the reasons why the belief of the Bible testimony concerning the virgin birth of Jesus is so significant. First, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is important because it is related to the dependability of Scripture. Now, there can be little question but that the Bible teaches that Jesus was born of a virgin mother. Genesis 3:15 contains a faint suggestion of the doctrine in the announcement that a son born to a woman would bruise the head of the serpent by whom came the fall of mankind. But Isaiah 7:14 specifies, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25, reports the consternation of Joseph when he learned that his espoused wife was awaiting the birth of a child before their marriage had been consummated, and the assurance of the angel that Mary had conceived by the miraculous creative power of God in direct fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. In Luke 1, verses 26 to 38, there is recounted the appearance of the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary with the announcement and explanation of the birth of her miraculously conceived child. There is no question but that the Bible teaches the virgin birth of Jesus. There are only two alternatives open to you and me concerning that testimony. First, we can accept it as truth and hold the Bible as an authoritative revelation of God. Second, we can deny the teaching about the virgin conception and birth and deny the validity of the Bible as an authority in the field of religion. Now, which course seems best to you? I prefer to accept the account of the virgin birth and the reliability of Scripture. Don't you? Second, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is important because it counteracts theological heresy. In almost every generation, there has been a movement denying the full humanity or the full deity of Jesus Christ. It was true even as early as New Testament times. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, for every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and now already it is in the world. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist." Well, the Bible clearly states that the person who denies the fact that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, but is the spirit of Antichrist. The Apostle Paul argued strongly that in Jesus Christ the totality of deity settled down and remained at home. He believed in the virgin birth, just as do all those who hold to the clear teachings of the Word of God. Only the heretic who is inspired by the satanic spirit of Antichrist would deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Third, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is important because it is necessary to an objective atonement. Now, what is an objective atonement? It is the teaching that atonement for sin depends on a positive deed performed by Jesus Christ in His incarnate state. 1 Peter 2:24 expresses the objective atonement in terms of Jesus bearing our sins in His own body on the cross. And Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22, describes it as our being reconciled in the body of His flesh through His death. Ephesians 1, 7 declares it as having redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Now that is an objective atonement. God issued a solemn decree. The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now Jesus came in a body of flesh and blood, according to Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 18, in order to make an atonement for sinners by the shedding of His blood. And now, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. The incarnation made possible an objective atonement through the shedding of Jesus' blood, and the incarnation began with His virgin birth. Fourth, the doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is important because of the commitment demanded of Christians. Now, here is the commitment expressed in several passages of Scripture. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now God has redeemed us. Redemption is applied to our immortal spirits when we receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Redemption is applied to our lives day by day as we live in God's will and under the government of His Holy Spirit. Redemption will be applied to our physical bodies when Jesus returns and the resurrection transpires. But the totality of our being, spirit, soul, and body, is included in the redemptive deed of Jesus Christ, and nothing less than the totality of our being will satisfy His call to commitment. Now for five sessions, we have investigated the Bible doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus. We have considered the meaning of His virgin birth, witnesses to His virgin birth, the necessity of His virgin birth, the sequel to His virgin birth, and the emphasis that we must place on His virgin birth. Now this has not been merely an exercise for the mind. Instead, let it lead us to worship. Father, we praise You and adore You for the great love wherewith You loved us. Thank You that Your Son gave up heaven to become man in order to lift us from the death of sin into life in holiness. Honor Your Son by calling many to personal faith in Him right now. For Jesus' sake, amen.